WWA Mobile.
KN4 VWA, KV4 CPA Mobile. I thought you'd be there by now.
Loading a new TV streaming service on the TVs, and it took a little longer than I thought, so I'm on my way. I figure I'll be pulling into the meeting just about on time.
I reckon you will. Well, at least the roads aren't bad.
Weather is.
I guess the only way you'd like this weather is if you were a duck.
Just don't like it at 40 degrees.
No, I haven't asked one lately. Oh, me. Well, I met a few contacts on FT8, and I decided I'd just come on to the meeting. I'll get me a glass of water and some, because I could need another thing as much as I'd probably like to. If they had a sugar-free dessert, I'd get that, but they don't have anything sugar-free.
I don't know what all they've got as far as desserts anymore. I always get the high-test version. Oh, me. I tell you what, I'm not going to be able to stay real late. I need to be back at the house by about 8 o'clock.
Well, it'll probably be over by then, by 7:30 anyway.
Maybe not. I don't know. This will be the first meeting in a little over a year I've made. You know, they kind of stopped them there for a while, and then, anyhow, they've started back up now, and I'm going to try to start making them. Tell you what, so your FT8's doing good, huh?
A couple of little quirks that I need to work out, but I may change the software. I want to go up and see the software that Bob's using, because he's not using that, what is it, WFJT, X software. He's using something else, and of course he likes it a bit better. I want to see. I just want to see it, you know, in action. And the problems I have is nothing major at all. It's just more of irritation than anything. Contact with somebody and they respond. I send out my CQ call and then they respond. Their picture comes up, like the picture they have on QRZ or something. You know, the picture comes up on my TV screen, and I have to scroll down to the bottom right and hit done to get it to go away. And see, my TV screen is it's where my FT8 software is running. So, you know, I can't see it. I can't see what's going on. And it's not a big deal. It's just something that it does. And, Bob worked with me on it over the phone one night, but we just couldn't figure out, you know, how to get rid of it.
Figure out how to get rid of the guy's picture popping up there? Wow, I've never had it do that. I don't know how you... Well, did y'all Google it or YouTube it?
I didn't, there might be something on YouTube about it. We went through all the settings and all that on the software, so I really don't know. So I restarted the computer, all that kind of stuff. So one thing I learned is do not do an update on the computer. I did an update, and boy, it screwed everything up. And it took a long time to get everything straightened out. It was really frustrating, but we finally got it straightened out. I had Bob on the phone then helping me. So, he's probably gonna start blocking my phone calls.
Good night, and let me just tell you, what OS are you running? Is it Windows 10 or what?
It's 8, 64-bit.
Right there is about 99% of your problem. You need to either drop back to Windows 7, which I don't recommend, or go on up to 10. But you need to get rid of that Windows 8. It was a nightmare, David.
That computer was solely used for the purpose of the work I did at church, and it's got a lot of music on it. When I say music, I'm talking about audio on it on the player, and it's got a lot of documents. Oh, shoot, I'm getting ready to pass Fuddruckers here. I'm running my mouth on. I do this. I just about missed it. Golly day. Anyway, it's just got a lot of files on it from, rehearsals and orders of service and all that kind of stuff that, that I used when I was at church. And so it's got a ton of files on it. So, I could just take those off because I'll never use them again, but it really wouldn't help. I'm just going to buy a computer and, a new one and just use it solely for FT8.
Do not go to Windows 11 or 12 or whatever they're calling this new version. Every other version is just a real issue problem. And do not go to Windows 11 or 12 for the simple reason that it is fresh out and they do not have the bugs worked out of it yet. Now, if you're going to go, get you one with Windows 10 on it and get yourself Windows 10 Pro, not Windows 10 Home.
We can talk about it some more when you get here. I'm sitting in the parking lot, so I'm going to go on inside, and I'll see you when you get here.
I'll give you something to get on your phone and research while you're sitting there waiting for N6DLX. Try doing a virtual machine in there, and then you don't have to have any other changes. Virtual machine just for your FT8.
Machine, is that I guess some kind of software?
Yeah, you can download it for free for home use, and it's virtual machine. I can't remember who makes it, but basically it's software that makes another computer inside your computer, and so it makes you able to run Windows XP, Windows 7, Windows 8, all under Windows 10. It's just, you could run 4 or 5 different computers all running different OSs. And so then you'd load up a virtual machine just for FT8, put on a stable form of Windows, and when that's running, nothing else will interfere with it that's running on the main Windows.
CBA. Well, that almost sounds above my pay grade, but are you going to be at the meeting?
I'm just leaving work, but I thought it was going to be unbearable and couldn't do it. I did it with one internet search. It's really not difficult to set up. once you understand what it's doing. But it's basically software that makes your computer think it's another computer. and they're hidden from each other. They're not hidden. All of your stuff works. All your peripherals work. But, you know, you got to fiddle a little bit to make them work in the virtual machine. But, for instance, I've got an old TNC that runs only on DOS, believe it or not, an old DOS program. So I loaded up a virtual machine with XP, Windows XP, so I could run that DOS program because it won't be allowed to run under Windows 10. And now I can run that old TNC with the old DOS program, or actually it's old Windows 3.1 program. And
I see you trying to key up the repeater, but it drops out as soon as you key up.
Then it's got a problem. It's gotten wet now, and so now it's got a problem in it. I'll have to fix it.
And the name of the software again?
Virtual Machine, VM. Victor, Mike. And like I said, it makes your computer think there's a whole other computer running inside it.
I could have used that a few years ago. Oh man, I have one of the greatest flight simulators I've ever had, and you could land on aircraft carriers and all kinds of stuff, and the graphics were just—I mean, it was so real. It was like you were sitting in the cockpit. You know, you could see your heads-up display. It was just awesome, and I got to where I couldn't run it because the computer, the program was too old to run on the new computers.
I'm running it. I got this old Windows 3.1 software from the early 90s for this MFJ TNC that I got. But I had a computer guy tell me that I just do this. Man, it works good.
I appreciate that. Be careful out there. I'm here at Fuddruckers. We're having a DX meeting. You ought to come by and join us. It doesn't start till 6. But anyway, 73s to all, and I will talk to you later. KB4CPA, clear.
All right, N6CLX, I'm monitoring, and have fun with the meeting. And talk some good DX.